The following is a dramatic reading of Present Perfect's award-winning plate fic, a.k.a. the Zebra Manuscripts, a.k.a. Where Do Phillies Come From, originally written by Present Perfect, interpreted by the Ohio Bronies, and read by Present Perfect. Dear sister, yes? I feel a thirst I haven't recalled nearly ever to me. Canterlot, Royal Library, yet there ill remember one questionnaire, fat, that eludes my grasp. I hang to you, sister, with a quesadilla. Celestia rented her most habitat mile, an individualized hand to her tinker. Oh, come, sister, you have not to ask, she ripped from her in the younger winter bloodshed Sasquatch. You two fillies, come here, come out immediately, cowled on delay. What? Celestia snowblowed the legend snossage dolphin. You mean you don't know? I mean where Tenth and I come home of stone, but we are immortal. It the inseparable martyr equator, of which I can find no shining solution. Celestia Dremel the Mint. Reallow me, I feel your pony, dear Riddler. Revisory of Cloudsdale is coastal by navy. I see the Witherspoon Pony Settlement, Equestria drifting seably in the sky above the mountain plasma. Sister, you mom of his come for Cloudsdale? Garden Center, I'll never set the pointer if you sow redemption. I flavor iced rice. Please cushion, yet there is an odor, much within the Cloudsdale in which few ponies Isabel. Be down at Gotham Render. The upper administrator, bitten on wizard winds, is darkness and old. In Cilantro, our mad lunarium, ponies with wimpy arm at tonight dojo. It is the beyond mortal which spines so when this hive of the like him pony. The communism TV custodian of soda pop, the web love that Cloudsdalium recycle clouds a new earth, so no, yes. Old Roach Nottingham into new. 11th, but Slytherin. Interruption Lemon long climbed her bed carefully. But I can see where this is going. Mortal ponies die of me reborn in this Slytherin. It's simple, really. Eden's right. If we sell La Yo-Yo quick, I sandwich relish yard. Celestia sighed. Luna, dear, is none of this Roy the just that? I see. I'm sorry, sister. Please archive 5. Wait, interrupt admin. 11. There were Les Miserables. Zeta and Quote, who were madly in love with one another. Zeta was a reclaimer. Me who garland newly released towel. Lo, behidden in the hall of crystal where forge-like Quote meet the medic, old the wish of rebirth. Bomb! For new lines. Afro in the item, day crystals, were the retainers. They drew out the memorial and expiring of the reclaimed soil, researching them in the crystals to keep a record of all life in Equestria. One retainer, Oscar, was dying Luna with Quimp, but she deaf did not return his lame. No matter how hard he mined, he was in heat. Antonio at Wireless eats macaroni's side, ignored by the object of his affection, and helped El's heat of blackened Lee colors. His age timed in a wind. The soldier, Zeta, who was already unaware of the retainer's feelings. Their hulu was such that they never crowned pony, yet Oscar would the design at Zeta, would on L Mile delivers, and chain with Quote, Oscar. With Lee's knowledge of sensation in equestrians, Boulder Lee's sure of Siemens. Lufa, for no way he ate Zeta out of Lee's way, redacted. Through Ever, the magical balaclava hedgehog, formal a spell, item the itinerary speech atomic. Brown mortar hive when Equestria was not in milk, itinerary neighbor. He studied the ice and put a plan into action. One day, Zeta sought a pint of soda. Ignite Italy, of crystal. Oscar, yet a howling mind, into her. They Sega aglow. Anteater by either Zeta or Queen as they spoke. Suddenly, Oscar, in the corner, is his plan. The pumpkin to them, shouting for Queen at his bunk, overhorns Zeta. The skilled Zeta to the floor on the MC spell, Kinsey Scale effect. The sounds embryo and springtime explosion of South Zeta and Oscar were amphitheater reduced to student. Queen reminded him, named and broke. The realization that Ocean had lowered her, just a munch, on Zeta had unnamed out Ocarina plot. Twist her forearm loner, ole! Pixel Dermon death. Zeta, her list, companionship. And Oscar, the high seemingly mobile swanthy, her henshin begins to fear her worst. Until one day she would hide it no more. I'm so torn, she swilled to one lemming fire. I cannot move beyond them, nor can I molasses feelings for them. I am torn, oh so torn, shall I be? She called me to the water, whipping them wound, knelt at their gremlin. Fury, fury, just her cooler. She became a million tiny pieces, which Swedish the crystal, imbuing them with her aura. This has the den, then in a much higher chance that new coal will be floor a windmill. Ball that it is, there are many more filly, then alter Equestria. Celestia closed her eyes and became her sister. Luna is behind her for warmth. Selly, yes, Luna? That was terrible. Why wouldn't there be some water? Time to ashes are reduced. I don't know the winds. Well, not to mention, there are no cheese bulletproof. No ultimate bad. The plot is extremely amplified. Celestia sighed. Well, what did you expect, sister? I wrote it for Pinky's cookout. Luna rolled her eyes. I'm going to go mine the room. I'll see you tomorrow, sister. With that, she trotted away. I love you too, Luna. Celestia, with mighty of guilt, she sharpied fire to her teeth and then misled at you. Royal ashes, did you expect? The end. Okay, now this needs some explanation. I wrote a story during the August 2010 Ohio Bronies meetup at Edgewater Park in Cleveland. We had a speed fit competition, and because I guess nobody thought ahead, the only things we had to write on were plates. Now, I had the foresight to bring a pen with me, so I was all set. I had my paper plate, I had my pen, I started writing. The way I wrote was from the center of the plate in a spiral, ever expanding out towards the edge. I filled up one side of the plate and about half of the other side of the plate. The prompt was actually, where do fillies come from? Hence, part of the title. My handwriting is really terrible, and because I was writing quickly, it was even more terrible than usual. And because I was writing quickly in a small space on a curve, it's... Well, it turned into this. If I had realized that somebody else was going to be reading this, I would have A, written something shorter, B, used larger letters. So, unfortunately, I had to go. All the Ohio Bronies piled up and went to a hotel for the night. I and my friend went back home. So I was not available to read the story when the results of the SpeedFit competition were compiled. So what I just read is the interpretation by the Ohio Bronies, mostly Trombay, of what I wrote. And unfortunately, the plate has been lost. So what the story actually was, I can sum it up for you. That's about it. The idea was Luna comes in and asks Celestia where fillies come from, and Celestia is surprised by this. She's like, you don't know where they come from? Luna's like, no, I've been all over the Royal Library. I haven't seen the answer to this question. And so Celestia begins telling a story about this place, and I don't actually remember what it was called. I think it might have been Etheria, but it's a city made out of crystal and mist that's like in the upper atmosphere of Equestria, the way Cloudsdale hangs in the sky. And there were these ponies there, and I don't remember what they were called, but they're basically like half corporeal, really fragile, sort of gangly looking things. I don't know what I was on at the time. I'm sorry. And there's three kinds. There's reclaimers who take the souls of dead ponies and gather them up because they like rise into the atmosphere and they gather them out of the clouds or something? I don't know. And they take the souls and they bring them to the Hall of Crystals, where there's the second kind of these weird ponies. I forget what they're called, and I don't think the word is actually in this manuscript, but they take the souls and like reforge them so that they can be sent back to Equestria and basically reincarnated. So souls get reused is the idea. And then there are retainers. I think that was what they were actually called. That word is in the manuscript. They take the memories that the souls are made of out and put those into the crystals, and that makes the record of all life in Equestria. So the actual story is about a reclaimer named Zeta, which remarkably is the only thing that consistently shows up in the manuscript. The second type of pony that I can't remember the name of, named Quora, which shows up as, quote, queen and quimp, and a retainer whose name was Okar, who is generally shown up as Oscar. Zeta and Quora are in love with each other, and Okar is in love with Quora, and he's jealous, so he hatches a plan to make a bunch of souls explode, but when he puts his plan into action, he realizes that Quora is going to be stuck in the blast, so he throws himself on top of Zeta, and the souls explode, and they're turned into stardust, not students, and then Quora gets all weepy, because she's like, I didn't realize that he felt that way, and now my love is gone, and this other guy who loved me is gone, and it's tearing me apart, and she tears herself apart into millions of pieces, and for some reason, this is why there are more fillies than colts, and it's not really anything to do with where fillies come from, but why there are more fillies than colts. And throughout this narrative, Luna keeps interrupting, and then at the very end, Luna says, Selly, that was terrible, and begins picking apart the story and why it was terrible. And then Celestia says, well, what did you expect? I wrote it for a speed fit competition, not Pinky's cookout. And then Celestia breaks the fourth wall and says something like, really, what did you expect? And that was it. The Ohio Bronies loved it, and they dubbed it the Zebra Manuscript because it was completely incomprehensible, and I have now brought it to you in my own words, and hopefully you'll see that what is here is a vast improvement over what I actually wrote, because it was terrible. It was terrible. terrible. One of the worst stories I've ever written. I do nevertheless mourn its loss, but at least we have it here, and hope you enjoyed this little reading as much as I enjoyed doing it.